It's a cool Tuesday evening at the Cleveland County Fairgrounds in Norman, Oklahoma. Trucks and trailers are in the parking lot with watermelon, pumpkins, and more. Each vendor sets up a tent in front of a trailer. On their tables, staples are laid out in baskets and bags. Elza Elam's table has a full array of produce for this evening's market.
Tomatoes, okra, peas. I sell a lot of black eyes, crowders, and purple hulls.
Elza Elam has made food her career. For 36 years, she was a food service manager at Reagan Memorial Hospital in Chickasha. On the weekends she was off work, she helped her husband with their farmer's market stand.
He couldn't find any jobs right here, so he started hauling watermelons, and he'd start when the Rio Grande Valley, when they started in Texas. And he hauled watermelons and cantaloupes for years and sold to the stores and cafes. And so when I retired about 9 years ago, I helped him, and he had just started up here.
Elza's husband ended up making the farmer's market his career after leaving the oil field. The homegrown produce was refreshing to Elza after decades of preparing canned and frozen cafeteria food.
Because I like fresh foods, and I've cooked canned foods too many times and then tried it with fresh foods, and there's a world of difference in your flavor.
Not all vendors at the Norman Farmers Market grow and sell their own produce. Some vendors travel around Oklahoma and into neighboring states to purchase produce and resell it at the market. Elza's family has done both over their many years in the business.
I did grow all of it for a long time, but I can't now because I'm too old and I don't have enough help to get it done because my children are disabled. Right now I have four different farmers, more or less, that I buy from, farmer truck patch farmers that I buy from. And that supplies my market with my homegrown.
Growers face challenges in getting a consistent supply of produce to the markets. Elza had problems this year with watermelons and corn, and especially tomatoes.
Of course, the flood got a lot of them because when the dams broke, we lost a lot of big gardens. And my son lives at Dibble. Of course, Dibble area is where we get a lot of our produce from also. And when the flood, when it flooded down there and the dam broke, then they lost some big fields. And that cut us back on our tomatoes that I was hoping to get, and some of the corn, some of the watermelons and such, that they lost all of those.
Despite the troubles from the wet spring, Elza does not want to complain.
Well, I just say thank goodness for some of my growers, because if I didn't have them, I couldn't keep the source that I have right now.
Keeping up the markets requires a lot of work, even without growing the produce, but Elza doesn't mind the work.
It gives you something to do. It keeps your, well, at my age, which is 77, it keeps your mind sharp to have something to do rather than just be retired and sit at home.
But there's more to it than keeping sharp in her golden years. Elza has now taken the stand over completely from her husband.
When I retired, then I started helping him, and then, of course, he got disabled, and I just started doing it because my kids hit me. I've got a couple of children that are more or less disabled and don't have anything else to do, so they help me during the summer with that, and they find a job during the wintertime.
Elza doesn't foresee quitting anytime soon. Unfortunately, it isn't an option for her.
It's more or less something to do, as long as I have help. But now if they all go to work and or can't help, then I'll quit. But right now I got too many people depending on me to do that I couldn't really.
To Elza, homegrown food is the best, and taking care of family is a necessity. Supplying produce for farmers markets has allowed her to do both. For Assignment Radio, I'm Courtney Kirby.